Tilina por Vishnu, Om Vishnu Pai. Estela por Sete Sri Srimad. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada.
首先我向我的灵性导师 Nitalila Purvishta Om Vishnu Pad Astota Shishima Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的莲花指定拜
And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Shiksha Gurudev Om Vishnu Pad Astota Sita Shishima Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj
同样好我也向我的训示灵性导师 Om Vishnu Pad Astota Shishima Bhaktivedanta
To all of our disciplined succession and all the assembled devotees.
给所有的师徒上系的导师以及在座的奉献者礼拜。
First, I have a question. The devotees who just left or who are leaving on the bus outside, what city are they from?
Just left.
They're just outside waiting for the bus.
Nanning
and
Sichuan.
Indira, could you make sure they get a copy of your taping?
I will put it on the website.
Oh, great. Okay.
And copy it for the DVD.
Oh, great. Great. Thanks.
You can see in the TV television.
Okay.
You also have the evening class video. Vasanti is doing that. Evening class, everything.
Yes, Vasanti has also sent all the evening classes to Pure Bhakti TV. And so if you want to hear the classes again or have your friends hear it, you can go to that website.
那么我们有个 Pure Bhakti TV 这个网站的话呢，我们 Guruday 的网课哈，都发送上上面去了。大家有电脑的人哈，可以呢到上面去呢下载，并且呢刻录成碟，然后给当地的奉献者派发。You
can hear the English and the Chinese.
里面有就是我们这个现场的哈，这个呢。
In that way, wherever it's not possible to share with others in a public way, you can have the people do it in the secrecy and privacy of their own home just by going on the internet.
所以大家可以在家里面呢，在网络上看到这些呢讲课，还有其他的，都可以在 Pure Bhakti 这个网站上那个 TV 那个栏目的话呢，可以看到的。Also,
She filmed yesterday's big darshan, so she'll be sending that too, where the devotees were asking for benedictions and Gurudev was giving benediction.
还有昨天我们那么多人呢去见 Gurudev darshan 的时候呢，他也录音录制录像，那么大家都可以看到那个大家问的问题啊等等。
And I have a question. Did anybody make recordings of Gurudev's morning walks?
有没有人给 Gurudev 的这个晨早清晨散步呢？有没有录摄影的
我射了，我那相机丢了。哦，你还记得上？我的相机我照相 ，Gurudev 都站在那让我照，我照完了相机没有了。Today
she lost her camera.
我到这才发现的。As
you looking for the camera,
谁捡了谁给我吧。As
you looking for the camera. Chant Hare Krishna while you're looking for the camera.
他说你找的时候，你唱诵 Hare Krishna.
唱了，让他唱。
The reason is
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
The reason is that, as Gurudev said the other day in his initiation ceremony, Krishna breathes in and out innumerable universes, so all the universes are within Krishna's name.
所以Gurudev启迪的时候都跟你们讲了 Krishna 的话呢。 在一呼一吸之间，就有无数的宇宙产生和毁灭。Similarly,
your camera is also within Krishna's name.
你的这个Latika.
Latika. Your camera is also within the holy name of Krishna.
那么你的照相机也在Krishna圣名里面。All
the universes.
我照了好多好多，那是下马的，不是我的相机。
So my suggestion is that while you're looking for the camera, chant the name of Chant the Maha Mantra.
我只是建议你找这个相机的时候唱诵曼陀罗。Because
your camera is within the Maha Mantra.
因为你的照相机也在曼陀罗里面。So
therefore, if Krishna wants you to have your camera back, you will find it.
所以如果 Krishna 让你找回来的话呢，你会找到的。And
also, while you're looking for your camera, you can pray to Krishna in this way and Gurudev.
那么也可以向 Gurudev 和 Krishna 祈祷哈。
Maybe because I used my camera for material sense gratification, you've taken it away. So I promise that if you give me the camera back, I'll only use it in Gurudev's service.
有可能呢，我用这个照相机哈、哦，用在我的感官享受上。现在我哈、哦、承诺，我这个照相机如果找回来，我只是用在 Gurudev 的服务里面。
我就是要服务 Gurudev， 服务外甥那嘛。我服务所有的奉献者。
To serve Gurudev and serve the Vaishnavas.
Right. So just pray like that as you're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
所以你这样祈祷哈、哦，唱诵那个曼陀罗的时候。
And pray to Gurudev, because even if Krishna and Govardhan and Vrinda Devi and Lalita Devi are too far away from us to hear our prayers. Gurudev always hear our prayers, even if we have no qualification.
那么呢，哈，就是说呢，像 Lalita 哈、Vishakha 还有呢 Krishna 的话呢，离我们还是挺远的。但是呢 ，Gurudev 哈总是能聆听我们内心的祈祷。
He said in the airport.Last month, that you have to have the qualification of Sharanagati in order for all of our acharyas and all the associates of the Lord to feel that you're qualified for them to listen to your prayers.
那么 Gurudev 在上一页哈，在机场的这个产客里面提到了，他说如果你要使得详细的 acharya 哈，这些同游能够聆听到你的祈祷的话呢，你必须具备一种资格才行的。
But for Gurudev to hear, you can be completely full of anarthas, and he'll still hear all your prayers and all your heartfelt weeping to him.
但是呢，对 Gurudev 说来的话呢，如果呢我们心中还有很多 anarthas 哈，这些不好的东西啊，依然聆听我们的这个祈祷。
This is why Guru Bhakti and Guru Nista is the backbone of Bhakti.
因此，为什么说 Guru Nista 或是 Guru Bhakti 的话呢，对我们来说是哈这个奉爱的这个脊梁骨。
Not only in the beginning of our devotional service, but all the way up to when we're in the spiritual world, it's still the backbone.
那不仅在这个物质世界哈，依然哈在呢通往灵性世界这个路途上呢，它都是哈这个我们后脊梁骨来的。
Because we serve under him there as well.
因为我们在灵性世界呢，也是在 Guru 的指导下哈去服务的。
Although not with on reverence, but as intimate friends.
虽然哈在那里的话呢，不是以呢哈恭敬的心态，而是以呢哈朋友的心态呢跟他服务。
In that place, the obeisances may be a wink.
那么呢，那时候的话呢，那
or a smile.
顶拜的话呢，可能就变成一个微笑，或者是呢哈十个眼神哈，就是你对他的顶拜。
And this is the purpose of your initiation.
这是我们启迪的这个原因哈，目的。
So that one day, our Srila Prabhupada said on one initiation day.That the purpose of this initiation is so that one day you'll be able to enter into Krishna's rasa dance.
是 Prabhupada 讲到了哈，有一天的话呢，你们才有机会哈，得以进入 Krishna 的 rasa 之舞。
Your Gurudev is already there.
那么启迪的目的哈，就是为了这个东西的。
Your Gurudev is already there, serving in an unlimited variety of ways.
那么呢，灵性导师哈，在那里的。已经的话，以不同种的方式的话呢，在这样服务了。
All of the acharyas in our line, from Srila Rupa Goswami down to our own Srila Gurudev, are always engaged in various services in the kunjas and during Rasa Lila.
那么我们这些 acharya 们哈，就一直哈从 Rupa Goswami 到现在的话呢，这些 acharya 们的话呢，都在那些 kunja 哈这些秘密的圣林里面呢，做不同的服务。
I'm telling you something very secret now.
现在我讲一些很秘密的东西给你们。
Sometimes during Radha and Krishna's Rasa Lila, all of our acharyas in their gopi forms, they play musical instruments to accompany the dancing.
那么有时候在呢Radha Krishna 哈相会的时候的话呢，我们这些 acharya 们哈以牧牛姑娘的形体的话呢，在呢哈不断的弹奏哈各种乐器。
And they sing very beautiful songs. She found her camera.
哦呢。也呢，阿弟哥，他们也在哈、哦、唱不同的歌曲。
I remember once when I was young, I was about 21 years old, and my husband lost his whole paycheck, his weekly check for his work.
哦，那么呢，我二十年轻的时候哈，我的丈夫当时的话呢。 丢了他的哈这个工资的这个就是说呢那个支票。
And it was the check for the whole week, so he was very flustered.
那么这是哈一整个星期的哈就是说呢他的生活所来源了。那么他呢很着急哈。
So I told him to chant Hare Krishna while he's looking for it because his paycheck is within Hare Krishna mantra. And in 1 second he found it.
那么我就叫他哈，你唱上 Hare Krishna 吧。我说那个圣名里面的话也你的这个支票也在圣名里面，所以一瞬间哈，就那么几分钟的话呢，他就找到了他的东西。
It even works when looking for people.
啊，那么甚至哈，你在找一个人呢，你也要也在这样想哈，这样唱。
But if it doesn't appear to work, there's a special reason for that.
如果这种的哈，你这种你这样做的话没有起效果的话呢，那么就是有特别的原因在里面了。
Because it's within the holy name, and the holy name is Krishna himself.
因为呢哈，这些东西都在圣名里面哈，圣名呢就是 Krishna 本人。
It means that Krishna and Gurudev, because Gurudev is also within the mantra, he also is the mantra.
那么呢，咕噜哈
，His presence is there when you're chanting the mantra.
Gurudev 也在曼陀罗里面哈，他的灵在呢哈，也在，就是他也在那个曼陀里面灵在的。
They want us to think about it. Why has Krishna and Gurudev taken away my thing?What do they want me to understand?
那么他呢哈，实际上想要我明白哈，为什么呢？Krishna 的话呢、哦、把这个东西拿走了，他想要我明白是什么东西。
And then they may or may not give it back depending upon the intensity of the lesson.
那么的话呢，他有可能不会归还这个东西的，那么取决你这个课程教训的话呢有多大。
So this will help us whenever we lose anything.
所以呢，当我们丢失东西的时候呢，你这样做的话呢，对你有帮助的。
So in Goloka Vrindavan, all of our acharyas, including Gurudev are engaged in various services for Radha and Krishna.
所以在 Goloka Vrindavan 的话呢，我们的 Acharya 们哈，包括我们 Gurudev 的话呢，都在不同的哈服务当中，对 Radha Krishna 的服务中。
Not only are they singing and playing musical instruments.
不仅他们哈唱歌了哈，弹奏各种乐器。
But sometimes, for example, if Radharani is dancing, and her dancing, her ankle bells jingling during her dancing.Is inspiring Krishna in his flute playing.
那么哈 ，Radharani 有时候跳舞哈，她的那个怀铃哈，这个好像的铃铛啊，各种声音的话呢，会鼓舞 Krishna 哈，这个吹笛子。
So if by some chance her ankle bell gets loosened and it flies away as she's dancing and throwing her feet up in different directions.
那么有时候呢，可能哈，她怀铃松了，然后呢，她哈在跳舞的时候哈，这个腿啊哈，到处呢。飞舞的话呢，那么他的怀铃可能就丢掉了。
The silence of her not having the ankle bells might make Krishna depressed and uninspired to continue playing the flute.
那么因为哈、哦、这个那个铃铛哈、哦、没有了，所以他就没有声音，发出那个声音哈、哦。这种沉默的话呢，让 Krishna 哈、哦、吹笛子呢都失去了这种灵感。
So Radharani's maid servants may very quickly seeing this.They may dance in such a way, in a very fast way, that they're dancing towards the ankle bell, and they reach the ankle bell and hurry dancingly, so nobody knows what's happening, back to Radharani and tie her ankle bell on.
那么呢 ，Radharani 那些女仆的话呢，哈，一面呢，哈，就舞蹈着，哈，以非常快速的舞步了，哈，动作的话呢，靠近那个，哈，掉下来这个铃铛啊，啊，靠近那里，然后把它取过来，然后呢，又跳回来，哈。然后把它就给它给带上。
And in this way, the Rasa dance continues happily.
然后呢，以这样的方式的话呢 ，Rasa 之舞哈没有中断，而是呢哈非常快乐的哈就是这样进行着。
And therefore we sing every morning, Nikunja Jorno Rati Keli Sibai Jajala Vijakti Rapekshani Tatrati Daksha Dati Balabasya Pande Guru Shri Charana.
早上我们都哈唱这个八颂铃时哈，其中这一段，你可以加油吗
？So that's the goal. Now let's go down to the beginning to the process for all initiated devotees.
所以呢，这是我们的目标哈。现在我们对呢哈启迪的奉行者呢说最基础的东西了。
And all devotees who aspire to be initiated.
还有呢，其实哈愿意拿启迪的人哈也可以听一听。
Do you all know this Guru Vastikam prayers, which in which the Nikunja Jorno prayer is included.
那么大家都熟悉八颂铃诗吧
You all raise hands. Everybody knows it.
八圣灵师。
So everyone should learn it and sing it every morning.
这样呢，每个人都应该学习这首歌，并且每天去唱诵，每天早上唱诵。
In the beginning, you'll have to look at the book.
可能一开始要看一下书哈。
But then during the day, while you're at work, or while you're cleaning, or while you're cooking.You can have the song book next to you.
那么呢，平常的时候呢，哈，工作啊，学习的时候，做干活的时候，可以呢，把歌书放在旁边。
And every once in a while, you can look down at the book and see the different lines that you don't know, and then look up and sing it as you're continuing to clean or iron or work.
那么呢，在你呢，就是说呢，你干活哈，烫衣服啊，或是干一些其他活的时候，可以哈，不断的看一下这本书哈，然后再干。
And if you practice it every day, singing, then gradually you learn it by heart.
那么如果你每天这样训练自己去唱这歌去铭记这诗节的话呢，很快你就能够记在心里面。
But, as Gurudev says, but, he says it's not enough just to learn the songs by heart.
那么呢 ,Gurudev 也说了，但是如果你只是记住这些歌还不够。
In other words, it's not enough just to memorize the Sanskrit or the Bengali.
也就是说你背下这些梵文呢，或是孟加拉语还不够。
He said we also have to know the translation.
那你也要知道这里面译文的意思就里面的含义。
But it's not enough just to know the translation.
那么知道含义还不够。
We have to know the deep meanings.
我们要知道内在的这个深奥的意义。
And for that, we should hear very patiently from those who are giving classes, we should read regularly Gurudev's and Prabhupada's books.
那么我们要聆听呢那些讲经者他们的讲课的内容，还有呢就是说呢读下圣帕帕德或古鲁德的书。
But it's not enough to know the deep meanings.
那么但是的话呢要知道里面内在的含义还是不够的。
If one doesn't cry, weep, even knowing the deep meanings is not sufficient.
那么如果一个人知道了内在的含义很深刻的含义还哭不出来的话呢这还不够。
But even if one weeps, that's not sufficient.
就算一个人哭还是不够。
Because one minute I may weep, and the next minute I may become angry and say, You didn't listen to what I said, don't you realize who I am?
那么我们可能一刻钟可能为这些歌曲痛苦流涕第二刻钟呢可能就很生气对另外一个人说你从来都不听我说什么话的话，你从来都不听我说话哈，你难道不知道我是谁吗
？So until we come to the stage of asakti, natural attachment and attraction for Krishna, Gurudev said our tears are crocodile tears.
除非我们就到达了 asakti 这个阶段了，那么我们的眼泪Gurudev 都说了，你们眼泪是鳄鱼的眼泪就说一会儿哭，但一会儿会咬人的。
So.Even weeping is not sufficient. What is sufficient is heart melting.
所以的话呢，哭还不够，就是呢，你的心要软要融了，那种状态。
And when our heart melts, then we'll be able to make others' hearts melt.
如果你的心能够软下来能够融化的话呢，那么你也能够让别人的心融化。
Can somebody who knows how to use this make it a little louder? Oh, I see.
后面的人能听见吗？
可以听见。
Oh, yes, okay. Okay.
So for all initiated devotees and those who are aspiring to be initiated, first or second, it's very important to learn the songs and sing them regularly.
对于启迪的人来说的话呢，就是说不论是第一次、第二次或是呢想拿启迪的人来说，那么了解这些歌词或者这些歌这个唱经常唱的话呢经常有规律的唱是非常重要的。
Srila Gurudev once said in England when he came back from his morning walk during his Hare Krishna Hare Katha festival there.
那么有次Gurudev 呢在英国的时候有一个 Hare Katha 也是讲经的活动，那么在清晨散步回来的时候。
If you chant Hare Krishna without the bhajans.Then you may be full of all material desires.
那么Gurudev曾经提到如果你唱诵Hare Krishna这个曼陀罗，但是呢却没有灵唱没有发展，没有真正的灵唱的话呢，那么呢， 这个里面哈，你的唱诵里面包含了很多的哈物质欲望。
And it will take a longer time for the name to free us from those material desires.
那么这会呢花很长时间哈，那才能让到圣灵呢能够让你免除哈这种的物质欲望。
And the name may even go away.
甚至圣灵都会哈离你远去。
And fulfill our material desires.
好，那或者哈在唱诵过程中的话呢，你让你的物质欲望哈得以实现和满足了。
He said if we sing the bhajans.Then by the force of the acharyas who wrote the bhajans with the word I this, I that, gradually the sanskars come in, the impressions of the thoughts of the songs. And then when I'm chanting, my desires fit the desires of the songs.
那么因为呢我们这些 acharya 们呢就是写下的歌曲哈，如果我们唱诵这歌曲的话呢，那么其中他们用到了哈第一人称我怎么样我怎么样哈这些东西的话呢，会在不经意中呢，哈，就是说呢，对应到了你内心的一些欲望哈，物质欲望，然后呢，它，然后清理那些东西啊，然后给你心上留下很多印记，很好的印记，因为这个歌词非常有力量的。
And while we're singing, he said, Gurudev said, we should pray to the person who sang the song, and to the person to whom the song is addressed, that, whoever it is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I'm singing your song. Please make your song my song by giving me your moods.
那么的话呢，我们哈就是唱歌的时候呢，要向呢歌词的这个作者祈祷，也向呢哈他呢祈祷的对象哈祈祷。那么尤其是作者，然后像如果呢这歌是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 写的，那么你向他祈祷哈，说哦 Bhaktivinoda Thakur， 我希望哈这个歌哈就是说呢能成为我的歌哈。就是说呢，请帮助我呢。就是说呢，
So now,
please make these songs my song.
Yeah, in other words, I'm just singing words, but I don't really feel it.
那么请让这种情感哈也成为我的情感，就是我让我能感受到里面的情感。
Right. So initiation. What is Gurudev giving when he's giving initiation?
那么 Gurudev 在启迪的时候呢，哈，他给的是什么？
As he says during your initiation ceremony, Krishna and his name is non-different.
就像 Krishna 他在启迪的时候跟你们说的哈 ，Krishna 跟他圣名呢是无二无别哈，无异无别。
All the power and beauty and mercy of Krishna are there in his holy names.
那么所有的力量哈，所有的品质哦，所有的这些呢，Krishna 的哈东西的话呢，都灌注在圣名里面，仁慈哈，包括。
Just as Krishna himself.Has the power to create millions of universes in 1 second, and destroy millions of universes in 1 second, and recreate them in 1 second.
那么就像哈 ，Krishna 能在一秒钟之内哈，能够呢创造哦百万哈亿万的这些宇宙，而呢哈也在呢一秒钟能够毁灭这么多宇宙，而能够也在一秒钟能够再次创造。
So his holy name has that same power.
所以你要知道哈，圣名的话呢，具备呢 Krishna 同样的哈效力。
In fact, the holy name is more merciful because Krishna is not coming here and being with us, but his holy name is.
那么呢，实际上的话呢，圣名比 Krishna 还要仁慈哈，因为 Krishna 没有在这儿啊，没有。但是圣名的话呢，哈，与我们在一起。
So his holy name is more merciful than Krishna.
所以呢，圣名在这种层，在从这个角度来说呢，哈，比 Krishna 还要仁慈。
And more heavy than Krishna.
甚至哈，比 Krishna 还要重，还要沉重。
Our Prabhupada tells one pastime.That the devotees wanted to see how much gold it would take to outweigh Krishna.
那么哈有一个故事的哈，圣帕巴的前讲到的哈，就是说呢，奉献者想知道呢，有多少黄金哈能够呢比 Krishna 还要重哈。就
So they put Krishna on one side of the scale, and more gold on the other side, but Krishna was still heavier.
那么呢哈，他们呢将呢 Krishna 放在一个天平的一边了。另外一边呢，放黄金，但是 Krishna 哦，放了很多黄金，还 Krishna 还是更重。
And then one devotee took a tulsi leaf and wrote Krishna on it, put it on the scale, and it immediately outweighed Krishna.
那么呢，一个奉献者呢，将 Krishna 的名字写在一个 tulsi 的叶子上哈，然后呢，放在那天平另外一边哈，立即呢，这个天平呢就倒向了那边。
So the goal of the chanting is to realize this.
所以呢，我们唱诵的目标呢，就是去觉悟这一点哈。
And since the chanting includes all the tattva and all the unlimited pastimes of the Lord, the goal is to actually enter into the holy name and serve Radha and Krishna there.
所以的话呢，我们唱诵圣名的话呢，因为圣名里面包含所有的 tattva 哈，所有这些的哈真理啊，所有这些东西的，所以我们目标的话呢，进入圣名里面去服务哈。
That's the goal, and the beginning of the process is to chant regularly without fail, even if we're hating it, even if we're furious at somebody. Keep going. That's what Gurudev said yesterday at your darshan.
那么实际上的话，因为我们唱诵圣名的话呢，现在从基础来做的话呢，就是规律的唱诵，每日的唱诵哦。不过呢，我们呢，有没有感受到呢？哈，心里面愤怒啊，哈，等等的这些情绪还有的，但是还是继续唱诵哦。昨天呢 ，Gurudev 在你们的darshan上也提到了这一点。
And seeing this determination, Gurudev will give us taste.
然后呢，因为呢，看到我们这种哈坚定的信心啊，坚定的这种呢哈修行，那么他会把品味带给我们。
Did Gurudev explain this to you at your initiation? Why this finger is outside the bead bag?
Gurudev 有没有解释哈？为什么这个食指要放出来外面
？Yes, no,
no.
Okay. So he says that this is the anger finger.
那么这个怒指哈，这个食指呢，被称为呢怒指哈。
Don't you know who I am? I'll break your leg.
你知道我是谁哈？我要把你的腿给打断。
So therefore, because this finger is outside the bead bag, it means that anger should be outside the chanting.
所以呢，这个指头哈，怒指的话呢，要放出呢，念珠在外面，意味着呢，我们念诵中哈，不要有愤怒。
And if out of our control there's anger while we're chanting, then we can beg and beg, please take this away, so that I can chant purely.
我们呢还是控制不了哈，唱诵时候还有很多愤怒的话呢。那么就要去祈祷哈，请呢哈对我仁慈哈，把这个愤怒给我拿走。
What is the qualification for chanting purely? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches that.
那么呢，什么是哈纯粹的唱诵的资格呢？哈，马帕布呢解释了这一点。
Trinadapi sunichena, tirodapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena. To be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree. A tree is so tolerant, even if you chop it down, it still gives you shade.
那么呢，实际上哈，这个是大家都熟悉的哈，像一棵树哈一样，像一片草一样哈，卑微就谦卑啊，像树一样包容。
Even if you're ripping off its branches, it still gives you fruit.
那么尽管哈，你拿那个东西哈去砍这个树哈，它还是给你树荫哈，你把它连根拔起哈，它也给你树荫。
And even if you chop it into little pieces.It still gives you paper for writing.
哦，就让你把它哈切成碎片的话呢，哈，最后呢能造成纸哈，也给你写字哈。
So more tolerant than a tree.
所以呢，这里面讲的哈，比一棵树还要包容。
And offering all respects to others without desiring any back.
所以的话呢，哈，向别人呢哈致敬，而不呢哈祈求别人的这个啊，没有期望呢别人尊重。
These four things are the hardest things in the universe to do.
可以说这四样东西哈，四样品质是这宇宙里面最难做的。
But the goal is so great if we can do it.
但是呢哈，如果呢能够做到的话呢哈，这个呢就是说呢非常的哈了不起的。
I gave several classes around the world called How to Be Free from Anger and Resentment, which was whatever I could remember from Gurudev and Prabhupada on the subject.
那么呢，在我在全世界的这个讲课里面哈，我也专门提了一些命题呢，就是说的如何免除于哈这种嗔恨心啊，还有呢哈愤怒。那么我自从帕帕德还有 Gurudev 的书里面哈，就是说呢，摘取了一些东西来讲的。
So I think I also gave that in Hong Kong last year, so you would have the Chinese translation. Otherwise, you can get the CD from Vasanti Dasi before you go, and then you can have it translated by somebody into Chinese. You know how you can break.It up and
it's
you can edit any CD and you can put in Chinese in between.
It's already a CD.
It's already a CD.、
那么的话呢，去年哈，这个不2006年的时候的话呢，哈，在香港的讲课里面的话呢，也提到了这个问题。那么它有一张哈 CD 碟的。
Another thing we have a CD of, Vasanti has it, is all about.Mahaprasadam, offering Mahaprasadam, the consciousness when we take Mahaprasadam, cleaning up, purchasing, everything is in this lecture.
那么还有一个呢，是关于呢 Mahaprasadam 哈，就是说寄语啊，荣耀寄语啊哈，如何清理这些这个喷主寄语的物品啊，等等哈，还有呢，我们的心态是怎样子的，也有专门的命题讲到。
I'll tell you a couple of things today, but what time do you all have to leave?
你们要几点走的？有的人 ，I think after this class they will leave.
Okay, so I don't want to tell everything now because you have to leave, and there are so many topics to discuss. But if somebody of you or a few of you can get the CD from Vasanti, then you can, in your own country, you can break up every couple of minutes and have somebody put in the Chinese, like Jamuna.
This is the technique.
Or Nanda. This is all about Mahaprasadam.
Yeah,
the one class is how to be free from anger and resentment, and the other techniques of remembering certain things. And then the other one is all about Mahaprasadam. How to think while I'm offering, how to think while I'm so-called eating, everything, all the relations, the power of it, the glory of it.
有两张 CD 哈，一个呢是关于呢哈如何免于呢哈愤怒啊哈嗔恨啊这些，啊一个，另外一个是呢关于 Mahaprasadam 哈，怎么荣耀 Mahaprasadam， 怎么样去呢哈，有什么样的心态啊去荣耀 Prasadam 或是哈清理啊等等，还有买东西啊。
Yasodhara can also speak in between it, however you want to work it out technically.
They need to have some software to make it, or?
You need to have something. Uttam Prabhu is expert at all that. See here? Here at the moment. And anyway, other people in China will be expert. Oh, here he is. Do you know how to... You're very expert in computer, right? Because like if I have an English lecture, could you like splice it and then put in Chinese in between every couple of minutes or every minute? Do you know how to do that, or maybe you can get somebody to do that? Chinese are very intelligent, I'm sure you can figure out a way.
Yeah, there's a way to do that.
Okay.
那么是有哈，有就是说呢，他那个碟子呢，可以呢，比如说几分钟的英文呢中断之后呢，加上中文哈，这个幕后词，那么是有这种技术哈，可以添加的。Uttam可能比较熟一点。
Okay. So regularly chanting the prescribed number of rounds, no matter what.
所以的话呢，我们第一项哈讲到了要规律的唱诵哈，无论发生什么事情哈，都要呢规律的唱诵，固定的圈数。
Okay.Now I'll tell you a couple of things about the Mahaprasadam.
所以呢，现在讲一下关于 Mahaprasadam 的事情哈。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that if we eat foodstuffs that are prepared by non-devotees, whose minds are very wicked and materialistic, then our minds also become like that.
那 Mahaprabhu 呢哈曾经警告过的哈，他说如果你荣耀的 Mahaprasadam 呢是由物质主义者烹煮的，那么的话呢，你就是说你他煮东西给你吃的话呢，那么因为他内心哈这个呢邪思啊哈，就是那些哈邪恶的念头啊，或者是呢哈他本身的物质倾向的话呢，也会令到你要变得像他一样。
So it's very important to learn from the senior devotees how to make an offering, how not to smell it while it's cooking, what how to think while saying the different prayers.
所以的话呢哈，要从呢哈这个就是说呢。奉献者那里哈，就是说去学习哈，如何去呢供奉哈这食物啊，如何呢去烹煮哈，就是说烹煮的时候呢，不要闻这个味道哈，等等这细节问题。
Now some of you have not gotten the mantras for making the offering because you only received first initiation.
那么有的人是第一次起迪哈，没有呢这个正式的供奉的曼陀罗。
So for those of you, we have one lecture, Gurudev's English lecture, which he gave in Germany, called "Who Can Offer Bhoga?"
那么关于这点的话呢 ，Gurudev 呢有一篇文章，然后在德国的时候讲的，谁可以供奉食物
？Where Gurudev explains how, with sincerity, in your own local language, you can say the same prayers as the mantras are.
那 Gurudev 说的话，你可以用了当地的语言哈，不是用梵文的曼陀罗了，说出同样的内容哈，以这种方式呢哈去供奉。
Like we don't offer the prasadam for Gurudev to eat, but we place it there in front of a picture or deity of Radha and Krishna, and pray like this.
那么我们哈食物呢，并不是给 Gurudev 吃哈，而是呢放在呢哈这个神像的面前去祈祷。
Oh Radha and Krishna, I'm not qualified to make any offering to you because you're in Goloka Vrindavan, and I'm a fallen conditioned soul.
就是 Oh Radha Krishna 哈，我呢没有资格向你供奉食物哈，因为你远在呢哈 Goloka Vrindavan， 而我在呢哈，我是一个哈受条件限制的灵魂。
How is it possible to get my plate all the way over to you？
那么我怎么哈能够把我的哈盘子端到那边呢哈，就是去你那里
？But my Gurudev is qualified。
但是呢，我的 Gurudev 哈是有资格的。
So I pray that。Oh Gurudev, you will make the offering for me to Radha and Krishna.
所以我们向 Gurudev 祈祷，说 Oh Gurudev, 请你把这个贡品递到 Radha Krishna 那里。
And there are more things that the senior devotees will explain to you.
那么呢，也还有更多的细节的东西，就是说呢，一些奉献者可以向你们解释。
So, what is the meaning of initiation? It has the word initiate in it.
那么呢，启迪是什么意思呢？就说这个词呢，包含了开始启动的这个意思。
To initiate means to begin。
那么启迪意味着去呢开始一件事情。
At that time, the Gurudev injects the disciple with the seed of pure name chanting and pure bhakti。
那么实际上在那个时候启迪时候呢，灵性导师注入呢门徒心中弟子心中这种纯粹的圣名以及呢纯粹的奉献服务这个种子。
So it's like we're entering a course of initiation.
所以实际上我们启迪之后呢，进入了那个启迪这个课程要学习这个课程。
Just like with Diksha, Gurudev always says we're entering the course of Diksha.
实际上呢，关于启迪Diksha 的话呢 ，Gurudev 提到你们是刚刚进入了Diksha 启迪的这个课程里面学习的。
What is the meaning of Diksha?
Diksha 什么意思
？Divya Gyanam Dadati.It means that the Gurudev gives to the disciple transcendental knowledge.
这意味着呢，Gurudev 的话呢，将超然的这个知识呢，授予了门徒。
Of our relationship with Krishna, whatever that specific relationship is.
还有呢，我们呢跟那 Krishna 特别的关系，无论这关系就说呢是怎样子的。
That's the meaning of dear.
那么这是 dear 的这个呢词语的意思。
And ksha.Means the washing away or cleaning away of all unwanted habits and thoughts which acts as obstacles to attaining that transcendental relationship.
那么的话呢 ,sha 的意思呢就是说清理那些呢不需要的要不得的这些呢念头还有呢恶习等等，因为这些东西会障碍呢我们呢去建立呢这种呢关系的。
The Hare Krishna mantraIs like the rice. That's what we want to eat. The rice.
那么 Hare Krishna 哈，那个曼陀罗就像米一样，我们要吃这个米的。
I think that's a big staple in China is rice.
Yeah.
China and India, Bengali.
Yeah. Like rice.
So you all like rice.
所以呢，我们都喜欢吃饭吃米。
So the rice is the Hare Krishna mantra.
所以呢 ，Hare Krishna 被誉为像那个米饭一样。
But you don't want to eat the hard, uncooked rice.That you get in the store, do you?
那是我们不可能想吃的像呢这个商店里买的这个生的米。
It needs to be cooked so that it's soft, tasty, and fragrant.
那么这个米呢需要呢经过烹煮，那么它就软了而且呢很香。
So for that, you need a stove, you need a pot, you need boiling water.
那么你要煮这个米的话呢就需要呢一个锅了水呀灶等等。
You don't want to eat the pot or the boiling water. You want the rice, but the stove and the pot and the boiling water are essential to cook the rice.
你不是吃这个锅或水但是呢你吃这个米，但是对于这个米吃这个米来说，那个米饭来说的话呢，这个锅火灶这些东西是很重要的，很重要的。
Similarly, the goal is to chant Hare Krishna in such a way that I can enter into the mantra.Just like the gopis entered into their Venugita mantras and ended up in the forest, which is what the mantras were about.
那么我们唱诵这个 Hare Krishna 的话呢，就是要进入这个曼陀罗里面啊。那么呢，就像呢木牛姑娘在进入 Venugita 笛子之歌这个曼陀罗里面，然后呢再进去里面这个曼陀罗描述在逍遥时光的情景里面一样，我们要进去这个曼陀罗里面。
But to help with that, the Gayatri mantra is essential.
所以呢，为了帮助这一点的话呢，盖亚曲曼陀罗是必须的。
Because the Gayatri mantra puts in our chanting a specific relationship.
那么呢，盖亚曲曼陀罗的话呢，会将特别的关系注入到呢我们这个唱诵里面。
Without relationship, Krishna can't give himself fully to us.
如果呢没有关系哈，没有恰当的关系的话呢 ，Krishna 不可能完整的把自己给出来给你们。
And we cannot give ourselves fully to him.
我们也不可能完整的把自己哈交付给 Krishna.
Just like, how many of you have children?
你们有多少人有孩子的？举手。
That's a lot. So if something happens to your child, like if your child gets a deep cut in the finger to the bone, you're prepared to give up your whole year's paycheck just to make that finger okay.
那么哈，实际上的话呢，你啊，如果孩子的哈这个手啊被切了哈，切到就骨头里面去了哈，就是说呢，你可能哈一整年的哈，你赚来的钱哈都要治这个病哈，都要把这个手指给弄好。
And why is that? Because you have an intimate relationship.
这是因为你跟这孩子有哈这种亲密的哈这个关系。
If any other child got a deep cut, you wouldn't do that at all.
如果别的孩子的手被切断哈，切了哈呢，你不会哈。
You might feel sorry for a minute.
你可能哈有几分钟哈觉得为他哈。
Or most you might call an ambulance to come.
或是呢哈叫一个救护车过来就
行。But that's about it.
那么就这么着哈。
Because there's no relationship.
因为没有关系在里面，你跟这人没有关系。
So the Gayatri Mantra puts in a relationship with the holy name, a particular, intimate, eternal relationship that we have with Radha and Krishna.
所以的话呢，Gayatri Mantra哈将这种关系呢哈注入到呢，就是说呢，给这个曼给这个 Hare Krishna 这个曼陀罗哈，把这种特别的关系呢哈带来给你。
So Gurudev says very often that it's essential, without a doubt.We must chant our three Gayatri mantras daily.
那么呢 ，Gurudev 说哈，毫无疑问的哈，并且是非常的主要核心的哈，就是说每日三次唱诵你的 Gayatri mantra.
And at the right time.
在恰当的时间哈，就是说。
He said if somebody is working at an outside job, and it's too difficult to chant the noon Gayatri.
那么如果有人哈在外面的工作哈，就是说呢很难唱诵了这个准确时间唱诵这个中午的 Gayatri 的话
，Then one can chant twice, two times in the morning and once in the evening.
那么可以早上哈唱两次哦，那晚上傍晚的时候再唱一次。
Morning and noon facing east, and evening facing north.
那么呢早上哈白天和那个就是说早上和那个中午的话呢哈面向东方，晚上面向北方。
But if facing north means to face our back towards our deity, then it's better to face the deity.
如果呢面向北方意味着你要背对神像的话呢，最好呢面向神像。
Although it's good to place the deity in our home in such a way that we can face the deity and face north, or face the deity and face east.
那么当然，如果你家里面哈布置神像的时候呢，能够让你哈面向东方，就刚好面或是刚面向东方的时候刚好面向神像哈。不是面向北方的时候，刚好面向神像，那就更好。
If not possible, and when we're in the deity room, the priority is to face the deity.
那么呢，如果哈没有呢，这个就说呢，如果你在神像房的话呢，哈，最好的话呢，优先选择就是面向神像。
那我
问一下，
有一个神像，我神的上
说
的是照片的吗？
也一样是吗？
嗯、So
only have pictures. What?
The picture is also the deity.
也是神像哈。
The deity can be made of brass, wood, stone, and also paint.
那么呢，神像有啊、有好几种的材料的，一种呢哈，就我们说的金属的，啊木头的、石头的，还有呢画啊，都可以称为呢神像，都是呢，就是说都可以接受为神像哈。
Because the picture was originally painted and then it was photographed.
So it's okay, both is okay.
That's also deity.、
嗯、那么照片和原作的话都可以、哦、接受为呢这个神像。
So any person that you're worshipping on the altar, that is in the meantime a deity.
所以呢任何东西你放在神台上、哦、供奉的话呢、崇拜的话呢都属于、哦、都接纳为神像。
But if the deity is installed, then there's a special obligation that can't be neglected.
当然了、哦、如果这神像呢是被呢、哦、开关的安置好的、哦、就是开关了。那么你必须哈有一些哈加，就是说呢，准确的哈职责呢要去履行的。
Just like when you take marriage vows, then it can't be neglected.
就说呢哈，你如果呢哈在结婚的时候你发誓了哈，就是说呢你就不能够忽视这个东西了。
Unless, as Gurudev said last night, your spouse or your any relative is against your bhakti.
除非哈 ，Gurudev 昨天提到哈，如果你的伴侣哈，你的妻子、丈夫或是你的 亲戚哈反对你从事奉爱的时候
，then you can neglect them no。
那么你就可以哈忽视他们，不然的话呢哈就不能。
So chanting the Gayatri Mantra is essential。
所以唱诵呢 Gayatri Mantra 的哈是非常的哈主要的。
And there are five stages of chanting the Gayatri Mantra, which can also be applied in chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra.
那么唱诵 Gayatri Mantra 咯有五个阶段哈，那么这种五个阶段的话也可以运用于呢唱诵呢 Hare Krishna Mantra 咯。
The first is called Mantra Art Chinta, or meditating on the meaning of the particular mantra.
第一种阶段呢被称为呢哈，冥想曼陀罗的特别含义。
And that has three parts to it.
那么这呢包含三个部分。
Who is the deity, the presiding deity of the particular mantra?
首先要明白哈，这个呢曼陀罗之中的话呢，它的主要的主宰神像是谁
？Like for example, if it's Guru Gayatri, then the presiding deity is Guru.
那么比如说呢 ，Guru Gayatri 哈，那么它的主宰神像呢是 Guru， 虚 Guru。
If it's the Hare Krishna mantra, the presiding deity is Radha and Krishna.
如果是 Hare Krishna 这个曼陀罗的话呢，它的主宰神像哈里面的神像的话呢就是 Radha Krishna。
If it's Gaur Gayatri, the presiding deity is Mahaprabhu.
如果是 Gaur Gayatri 的话呢哈，它的主宰神像呢是呢 Mahaprabhu。
So who is the presiding deity meditating? Who is the presiding deity of the mantra?
所以呢，谁是里面的哈这个神像呢？啊，你要冥想曼陀罗哈，唱诵曼陀罗的时候要冥想这个内容。
What are his or her qualities?
第二呢哈，就是说呢，这个神像哈，它具备什么样的品质
？And what is my relationship with him or her?
那么第三呢，就是呢，我跟这个神像的关系是怎样子的
？That is, am I a cow in Goloka Vrindavan, or am I a tree?Or am I a maid servant of Radharani?
比如说呢，我究竟是 Goloka Vrindavan 的一棵树啊，还是一只母牛呢？
Whatever that is, I meditate on what is that relationship.
那不论我是什么我就要冥想这个关系。
And second comes Nyas.
第二阶段呢，被称为了 Nyas.
The second stage is Nyas. Nyas means following the rules and regulations.
那么这个阶段呢，被称为呢追寻呢这个呢规范原则。
As I mentioned, the way to face the times.Whenever possible to be bathed.
那么呢，刚才我提到了一些规矩了包括呢，你唱诵曼陀罗时候面向的方向，你的那个你的就说呢，最好的能够呢在念诵之前呢净化，不包括沐浴啊Achman 等等这些东西的。
The first offering Achman for purification.
首先做 Achman 它的净化呢。
Even if somehow or other I can't be clean for some reason, I might be at work. If I do the achman, then I can get purified.
有时候呢，我们工作时候呢，不能够呢去沐浴啊、净身等等，那么也可以做通过achman来净化。
An achman is essential every day, also.
实际上achman对每天呢修行来说呢是必须的。
As soon as we bathe in the morning, if we haven't said achman, then we're not really bathed.
如果呢我们沐浴之后呢不做achman的话呢，实际上你的沐浴呢没有完成。
The meaning of the what we chant when we say achman is that.Om Apavitra Pavitra Vasarvavastangatopiva Jasmare Pundarikakam Sabayam Abhyantaram Suchi Whether one is clean or unclean
那么这个导师的意思呢无论一个人是干净的还是不洁的
Pure or impure
不论他是干净还是不干净纯洁还是不纯洁
Inside or outside
无论是内在还是外在这种情况
If one remembers the lotus-eyed Lord Krishna
如果呢一个人铭记呢莲花眼的 Krishna
Then he becomes fully purified
那么他就呢完全呢得以净化
Srila Gurudev said that his Gurudev Our Param Gurudev Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj
那么 Gurudev 提到咱们的 Param Guru 就是说呢施工的 Sri Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj
Was so absorbed in his bhajan and services That he had no time to bathe
有时候呢很专注于他的灵修发展和呢他的服务那么有时候呢没有时间去洗澡
We can't imitate this but we can appreciate his stage
那么当然我们不能模仿这一点但是我们可以欣赏他这个阶段
He was so busily absorbed that he didn't have time to bathe
他完全专注投入了所以呢没有时间去沐浴
But you can imagine that he always smelled fragrant
但是的话，你可以想象一下它呢闻起来并不是呢臭熏熏，而是香的。
On the rare times that he did bathe, maybe after a month.
那么有时候呢，可能一个月哈，然后就说洗一次了。
He would just throw the bucket of water over his shoulder, and that would be his bath.
然后呢，他就把那水哈，就把那肩膀上哈一铺，那么就是沐浴完了。
Just like Sukadeva Goswami with Mahaprasadam.
就像呢哈，Sukadeva Goswami哈，拿着这个 prasadam Mahaprasadam.
Because he's an intimate associate of the Lord and a self-realized soul.
因为他是主的一个秘密同游哈，也是一个觉悟的灵魂。
If he is given prasadam, Gurudev said.He would take that prasadam and know that that prasadam is Krishna himself.
那么他拿着 prasadam 的时候呢，就知道 prasadam 就是 Krishna 本人哈。
So he would smear it all over his head and body.
那么他会把它整个涂在自己头上。
Cover himself with Krishna.
身上哈。
But we can't imitate that because we're still in Vaidhi Bhakti.
我们在 Vaidhi Bhakti 哈，规范休息的这个阶段哈，不能够模仿这一点。
So for us, after we finish honoring prasadam, we wash our hands before touching anything.
所以呢，在我们荣耀完菩萨等之后呢，要去洗手哈，在触碰任何东西之前呢，要先洗手。
And when we're in the middle of honoring Prasadam, if we want more from the pot, then we wash our hands and mouth before taking more from the pot.
所以呢，如果呢我们在吃到半拉的时候哈，想呢再加一点添点东西的话呢，去洗手哈，进口，然后再来派。
Gradually, more and more rules and regulations will become a natural part of our life.
所以逐渐呢，这些哈，就是说规矩的话呢，会成为你生活中哈这一部分了。
Actually, there's only one rule.
实际上只有一个哈规矩。
To always remember Krishna.
总是记得 Krishna.
And whenever there's a rule, there's always a side-by-side prohibitive rule.
所以呢，总有规矩的时候呢，哈，总有一个呢，哈，禁止做的东西。
Like do this, don't do that.
比如做这个哈，不要做那个。
So the only real rule is to always remember Krishna at every moment.
所以的话呢，真正的规矩呢，哈，是在任何时候呢，都记得 Krishna.
And the only prohibitive rule is to never forget him even for a moment.
唯一的禁止的东西的话，就是说呢，哈，不要忘记 Krishna.
And all the other rules and regulations are only to achieve that one main rule and regulation.
所以其他规矩的话呢，都是为了达成哈这一个呢主要的哈。
So the second stage of chanting the Gayatri Mantra is called Nyas, the rules and regulations.
所以我刚才讲了哈，唱诵呢噶什曼陀罗第二阶段呢被称为呢哈 Nyas, 追随啊规范原则。
And the third is called Prapati.
第三号
Surrender.
啊 Prapati 哈就是皈依。
General surrender.
啊一般性的皈依讲到。
The acceptance that there's only that mantra. That mantra is.All in all in existence.
Accept.
To accept that there's nothing outside the mantra in existence.
那么呢哈，就是说呢，接受呢哈，就是说除了曼陀罗，没有任何东西在曼陀罗之外的，就所有东西都包含在曼陀罗里面了。
Because the mantra is not a prayer.
因为曼陀罗不是一个祈祷文来的。
Like, oh, Jamuna, can I have a piece of chapati?
就像说，哦，雅穆娜哈，能不能给我一个饼哈 ，chapati?
That's a prayer because Jamuna is separate from the prayer.
因为呢哈，你这个说的话呢哈，我呢跟那个饼哈是分开的。
And the bread is also separate.
那么当然呢，祈祷文的话呢哈，也跟这两样东西是分开的。
But with the Gayatri Mantra and with the Hare Krishna Mantra.
那么但是对噶曲曼陀罗和哈利克什曼陀罗来说的话
，The deity of the mantra is the mantra.
那么这个曼陀罗哈神像的话呢，就是曼陀罗本身。
Of course, it's a prayer to the deity of the mantra.But also the deity is the mantra. The mantra is the deity.
那么曼陀罗就是哈神像本身，神像也就是曼陀罗。
And because there's nothing in existence outside the deity of the mantra, there's nothing in existence outside the mantra.
所以因为呢哈没有任何东西的话呢哈超出呢这个呢曼陀罗里的神像哈这个范围了，所以呢也没有东西超出这个曼陀罗。
You may doubt this in terms of the guru mantra because you may say, well, there are other things outside of existence outside the guru.
那么我们说哦，咕噜曼陀罗里面哦，肯定有东西哈、哦，超出咕噜之外的吧。
But the Guru Mantra, describes the Guru's services to Radha and Krishna, and therefore they're also there.
所以的话呢哈，我们呢就讲到了哈，咕噜曼陀罗呢也描述了咕噜对 Radha Krishna 的服务，所以这些东西呢也包含在咕噜曼陀罗里面。
Therefore, when we're chanting the Gayatri Mantra, there's no need to think and worry about anything else.
所以唱诵噶什曼陀罗的时候呢，不要担心和任何东西。
Oh, why did that have to happen?
不要呢，唱的时候想了，哎呦，这事情怎么发生了哈
？Or I wish that would happen in my material life.
或是呢哈，我想，哎呀，我这个生活里面哈，要是这个事情发生了，那该多好。
Or even I wish that would happen in my service. Like I need $2,000 to cover me and my family's trip to India to see Kartik.
我是呢，我想的，
哎，to go to Kartik.
我想的哈，这个事情呢，在我的哈，这个服务里面哈，有这个事情发生就好了哈。比如说，我需要2000美元哈，去呢印度哈，把家人都带去。
That's a good prayer.
这是一个好的祈祷。
But there's no need while I'm chanting the Gayatri mantra because everything is included.If I absorb myself in the mantra.
但是呢，唱诵噶尔什曼陀的时候呢，不要特别去想这东西哦，因为唱诵曼陀罗呢，包含的时候这东西在里面。
Gradually, you'll get more and more explanations.
所以逐渐的，你们得到了哈关于噶尔什曼陀罗更多的解释。
But gradually, the mantra itself will reveal its own meanings.
但是尤其更重要的是哈，噶尔什曼陀罗本身哈向你揭示它内在的含义。
So the third stage is called property.
所以呢，我们讲到了哈，第三个阶段呢，被称为的 property，
which is general surrender and acceptance that Krishna is my only maintainer and protector。
那么就是说呢，接受呢哈 ，Krishna 是我唯一的哈这个保护者和呢维系者。
Or the deity of the mantra is my only maintainer and protector。
或说呢哈，这个呢曼陀罗本身的神像哈是我的维系者和保护者。
So the first is thinking of the meaning of the mantra, which includes three parts: who is the deity of the mantra?What are his qualities or her qualities, and what is my relationship with him or her?
所以呢，我们刚才讲了三点哈。第一点，唱诵的第一阶段就是呢，明白曼陀罗含义。那么这个包括三个点哈，三个点。那么一点呢，就是说呢，曼陀罗这个曼陀罗的神像是谁？他的品质是什么？还有我跟他的关系是什么
？The second is Nyas. What are the rules and regulations?
第二个呢哈，唱诵曼陀罗第二阶段呢就是 Nyas 哈，就明白呢唱诵的规矩哈规范。
And the third is general surrender.By accepting that the mantra is everything.
那么第三呢，就是一般化的哈，这个皈依了，也就接受了曼陀罗哈这神像，为我们的保护者和维系者。
Then the fourth is called Sharanagati, which is the six specific aspects of surrender.
那么第三呢，第四个阶段被称为了 Sharanagati, 也就是六步的皈依法哈，皈依里面的特别的六个阶段。
Number one, to accept everything favorable.For advancement in Krishna consciousness.
第一个呢哈，接受呢任何对 Krishna 自觉修行哈有利的东西。
Or what is favorable to please Krishna.
或是呢接受呢有利于取悦 Krishna 的东西。
Which, as you learned from Gurudev in the last few days, is the meaning of bhakti.
尤其是呢这几天的话呢 ，Gurudev 讲经的提到了哈，什么是 bhakti 和风爱。
To reject number two, to reject everything unfavorable for the advancement of my Krishna consciousness or for the pleasure of Krishna.
那么第二呢是拒绝哈任何呢不利于我的 Krishna 哈自觉的修行的，或是呢哈不利于呢取悦 Krishna 的东西。
Three, to think of Krishna as my only maintainer and protector.
第三呢，接受 Krishna 是我的哈唯一的这个呢维系者和保护者。
Four, to think myself very fallen and worthless and destitute, so that Krishna will want to take me over, take over my life.
那么呢，第四呢，就是说接受呢，因为自认为呢很卑微、很堕落的哈，然后 Krishna 的话呢，来呢哈全面照顾我。
Actually, I made a mistake. I think that protector is one and maintainer is different.
保护者和维系者哦是两个了哈，就是六不归依法里面其中两个。
And then number six is full surrender of the soul. To Only do everything for Krishna and not think that I have a separate existence.
那么呢，就是说呢，只是呢哈做呢跟 Krishna 有关的哈，就是说不是把自己呢哈割裂跟 Krishna 割裂开。
So these are the six symptoms of Sharanagati, which is the door of bhakti.
那么这呢哈是呢皈依的六个特征哈，就是说呢是呢充满 bhakti 的哈这个门来的。
And that's the fourth stage of chanting the mantra.
那么这就讲到了哈这个曼陀罗哈唱诵的第四个阶段。
And the fifth and final stage is called.Atmani Vedanam, which is to actually enter into the mantra.
那么第五阶段呢，被称为的话，最后阶段了，是叫 Atmani Vedanam 哈，就彻底的进入了这个曼陀罗里面。
As we discussed yesterday, the gopis entered into their Venu Geet mantras and their Gopi Geet mantras.
那么就像我们提到的哈，牧女姑娘呢，进入呢，可以进入这个 Venu Geet 哈，笛子之歌这个曼陀罗里面，或者呢，进入 Gopi Geet 哈，就是牧女姑娘之歌啊哈，这个曼陀罗里面。
When the gopis were singing their gopi geet, their songs of separation, when Krishna left them at the Rasa dance,
那么呢，那这个呢哈，在牧女在拉萨之舞上的话呢 ，Krishna 离开了牧女姑娘后呢，牧女姑娘唱出了这个 Gopiki 哈，牧牛女之歌哈，这些呢，
They were so intensely absorbed in Krishna that he started talking to them. He's talking to them. He manifested in their hearts, and they're having a conversation with him while they're singing Gopiki.
那么呢哈，实际上呢，因为呢，牧牛姑娘非常专注于的哈 Krishna 了，那么还有呢，专注于他们的祷词之中啊，所以 Krishna 开始呢哈，在他内心中显现，向他们说话。
So that's the stage of full surrender of the soul. And entering into the mantra.
那么这就是哈唱诵曼陀罗最后一个阶段哈，就说到完全的哈，这个灵魂完全的皈依啊哈，进入这个曼陀罗里面。
That's a very high stage.
这是非常高的阶段。
And that is the stage of graduation in diksha.
那么这是呢哈 diksha 的这个启迪的哈最后的毕业。
As mentioned earlier, diksha is a course.
我们前面讲到哈 diksha 的话呢像一个课程，系列课程一样。
The completion or graduation of the course is to enter into the diksha mantras.And become an associate of Radha and Krishna.
那么实际上呢 ，Diksha 启迪的哈，这个毕业典礼的话，毕业的哈，最后毕业的话呢，就是什么？意味着你进入这个曼陀罗后，成为了 Radha Krishna 同游。
We graduate at the stage of Bhava Bhakti, which is the time we will see visions of the Lord and His pastimes in our heart, and we can see ourselves in our spiritual body.Engaged in the Lord's service.
所以的话呢，我们在 Bhakti 哈这个阶段呢才毕业哈。那么在那个阶段的话呢，你就得以觐见到哈主的形象，你自己的形象，以及呢你对他的哈服务 ，Radha Krishna 的服务。
And then the full-fledged application of that graduation is when we attain Prema Bhakti and go through the stages of Prema, Sneha, Pranaya, Man.All the way up to Mahabhav, and we become at that time a full-fledged personal servant of Radharani, still under the direction of our Gurudev.
那么完全完整的
becomes at that time Guru Sakhi.
那么最完整的哈，这个呢，这个就是说呢，这个毕业的话，当然是到达 Prem 这个阶段。那 Prem 的话呢，还要经历很多哈阶段，包括 Prem, Pranaya 哈 ，Man 哈等等，一直到 Mahabhav 哈这个阶段。那么那个时候的话呢，你真正哈成为呢一个哈，就是说呢，Guru Sakhi 哈 ，Guru 的这个哈仆人 ，Guru Sakhi means the servant of Guru.
Guru Sakhi means that your Guru is now in the form of a Sakhi and you're in the form of a Sakhi.
You realize both. 那么在这个阶段的话呢，你就觉悟到你 Guru 哈是一个呢牧牛女的形象，你也觉悟到呢你是一个牧牛女的形象，而且你还在他的哈指导下。
Okay, now let's go back down to the beginning.
现在回到开始的时候
，All initiated devotees and devotees who want to be initiated must follow Ekadasi.
所以每一个启迪或想启迪的人都要接受呢，追随呢 Ekadasi 遵守 Ekadasi.
Ekadasi happens 11 days after the full moon and 11 days after the new moon.
那么我知道 Ekadasi 是在呢新月第十一天，还有呢满月后第十一天。
Oh, I have to take a 1 second break from the class to apologize. I made a big mistake in my class yesterday.
那么我得停下来讲一下，就昨天晚上我讲课的时候呢犯了一个错误。
I've been reading and talking about and hearing about Agasura, the big snake, since I was 19 years old. But I forgot his name yesterday and I called him Aristasura.So excuse me, it was really Agasura who's the big python snake.
那么昨天讲到哈，这个呢，蟒蛇这个魔的名字叫呢阿卡苏拉哈，而不是呢
，I called him Aristasura, who's actually the horse demon.
哦，那是一个马魔哈，就是
说呢。I knew I was saying something wrong, but I couldn't figure what it was.
因为呢，他昨天讲课的时候，可能大家不知道有没有注意哈，他这个名字搞错。
So if you ever hear a class giver saying something wrong, don't be afraid to raise your hand.
所以呢，如果我讲课讲错了，大家哈，如果有意见可以提手哈，举手提问。
Even Gurudev does the Naralila pastime of allowing himself to be corrected by the people around him.
Naralila.
Naralila means he's acting like an ordinary human being. He knows everything, but he's showing how a humble creature is.
那么 Gurudev 哈，尽管呢，他这个《笑傲十王》里面哈，也经常哈让他的门徒指出他讲经的时候的错误。 那么这就是哈，他以一种哈谦卑的心态来哈，就是说一个普通人的哈这个方式来呢啊对待。
That the spiritual master may appear to look bewildered at a certain moment, like he doesn't know the answer to your question.
那么在《圣典普加瓦堂》哈也提到了，有时候呢，离信导师哈好像迷惑了哈，不知道呢，哦，什么东西。
But actually, he knows every detail in the Lord's creation.
但是实际上呢，他明白哈，主的这个，创造之中哈每一个细节。
And every detail in the Lord's dominion, both spiritual and material.
包括呢，它的物质的哈细节，还有呢灵性方面的细节。
Therefore, the second offense in chanting, I think it's the second offense in chanting the holy name, is to third offense is to think that the spiritual master is an ordinary man.
所以的话呢，我们在唱诵时候，第三个冒犯呢，就是说呢，把灵性导师看作一个普通的人。
Do you all know the 10 offenses in chanting?
都知道唱诵圣名的十个冒犯。
Prabhupada used to say them at every single initiation.
Prabhupada 曾经哦启迪的时候的话呢，都对每个门徒哦重复。
And Gurudev also wants his initiated devotees to know them, as he expressed several times.
但是呢 ，Gurudev 哈也是呢同样要求哈启迪的门徒呢知道这十项冒犯。
Can you raise your hand who does not know the ten offenses?
谁不知道这十项冒犯？举手。
Does not.So most of you know the ten offenses.
都大概知道十项冒犯。
Okay, who can say the first offense?
讲一下第一个。
I'm calling on somebody who didn't raise their hand.
讲一下第一个。
What's the first offense in chanting?
感受到勾比。唱诵圣名第一个冒犯。
Anybody?
谁知道的哈？criticize, blaspheme those who devote their whole lives for propagating the holy names and bhakti, the great devotees.
And the second, and even not great devotees.
Not
great devotees.
不一定是伟大的奉献者哈，就说只奉献者。
Even if somebody is not a great devotee,
甚至哦不是纯粹的奉献者。
And
如果你呢批评他
，we lose our bhakti and the holy name goes bye bye.
我们都会说哦失去我们的圣名后，后来那圣名对你说拜拜哦。
The second offense,
第二个冒犯，
就是那就是把那个主不染马和希瓦的名字不要和主一手的名字等
同。Say to equal.Like to think, consider Shiva and Brahma, all these demigods' names to be equal to Vishnu.
Or independent of.
Or 独立于哈主的名字。
Means their names are included within.
这意味着呢，他们的名字呢是包含在圣名里面的。
Are you raising your hand to show the third offense?
第三个。
What's the third offense?
不要违背灵性导师的训示。
Go against the instruction of the guru.
And to think that he's an ordinary.
或是觉得哈灵性导师是一个普通的人。
不信神的人宣扬圣名的荣耀。
这是后面的。
And the fourth offense.
第四个呢？
不要破坏气度和伟大文献和。
Offend the Vedic scriptures. You know this.
What is the exact wording? and thus to not follow the instruction.
还有呢，就是呢，不遵守伟大文献也算是不遵守哈这个伟大的这些。
Gurudev said that whenever we're reading, we should think, oh, and pray before reading, oh, Gurudev.O Shiksha Diksha Gurudev, O Param Gurudev, O disciplic gurus, O associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, O ultimately, O Yogamaya, O person who's speaking the book, O person who's hearing the book.
那么 Gurudev 说了哈，你在呢读书的时候呢，要祈祷的哈，向谁祈祷呢？向的话这些呢，咱们 Gurudev 哈，向的 Param Guru， 向师公哈他们。 哎，现在整个使徒团系的导师，像马普布哈的朋友，像呢哈，终极来说呢哈，尤格玛雅等等。
You are all my Shiksha gurus, and you're all sitting right here with me.
那么这些人物的话呢，都是我们的 Shiksha guru 哈，训示灵性导师，都坐在我们旁边。
So please bring me into the deepest understanding of what I'm about to read, so that I can come out as a servant, pure servant of my guru, and ultimately pure servant of Radha and Krishna.
那么让我能够明白哈，这些文献里面的这些含义哈，让我出来的时候呢，能够成为你的仆人哈，终极来说呢，成为 Radha Krishna 的仆人。
Because only by mercy can we understand anything.
因为实际上呢，只有极的仁慈哈，我们才能够明白经典里面所说的含义。
And the sixth offense,
第六项哈，冒犯。
唱诵哈尔奎日纳，认为唱诵哈尔奎日纳的这个荣
虔诚活动
要是凭空虚想的。
Think the chanting of the holy name to be the result of chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to be imaginary.
I think the sixth that may be another. Which one is the we will take it to sin on the strength of chanting. Maybe that's seven. So he's right then.And the seventh offense?
第七个呢？yes, using the power of chanting holy names to, you know, to do sinful activities.
I can beat my wife and then chant and it gets all negated. I can counteract the fact that I'm beating my wife just by chanting.
可是有人打老婆哈，打完老婆后呢，可以唱诵圣名，可以然后抵消。那么这也是哈，就是冒犯。
One of my god sisters told me that when Gurudev was staying in her house, he was living in her house in Hawaii, a husband and wife came for darshan.
那么有次哈，有个神兄神姐妹了，说到当时呢 ，Gurudev 在他的夏威夷的哈房子里面住的时候，有对夫妇呢哈就来拜见 Guru.
And Gurudev said, "Stop beating your wife."
那么 Gurudev 呢就直接对那个丈夫说哈，他说你不要打老婆了哈，不要打你妻子。
So he said, Gurudev, I'm not beating my wife.
然后他就狡辩哈，他说我没有打他。
Gurudev said, Yes, you are. I know you are.
那么 Gurudev 说是我知道你打他的。
I'm not Gurudev.
不然的话呢，我不是Gurudev.
Okay, I used to beat her, but I don't beat her anymore.
不是，他说哈，我没有打哈，他说我以前打过哈，现在我不打了。
So Gurudev said, Yes, you do. I was there.
那么 Gurudev 说哈，是的，你打他的哈，我在那里看的。我在那。
That means Gurudev is always with us.
那么就意味着 Gurudev 哈是跟你在一起的。
And I don't think anybody here likes to be misused, do you?
你们都不想误用哈这个唱诵圣
名的力量。Does anybody here like to be misused?
都不想误用这个圣名的力量。
Raise your hand who likes to be misused.
Misused
means used in a bad way.
谁想哈就是说误用这个圣名的力量？
No hand?
Well,
the holy name is the same way. The holy name won't raise his hand either.
那么的话，没有任何人想被虐待的话，那圣名也是一样。你不要虐待圣名，就说你行恶，然后用圣名去抵消你的恶行。
Therefore, Namnad Balad Yashihi Papa Budi. The holy name will go away if we want to sin and at the same time use the holy name to eradicate our sin.
所以的话呢，如果呢你唱诵圣名哦，用圣名去，然后集着圣名的力量去行恶的话呢，那么圣名会离你远去哈。
But not that we should stop chanting, but if we can't, if by some force of past bad habit, every once in a while some sin comes, then I weep and I pray to the holy name.Please give me the strength to be free from this.
但是呢，我并不说呢要终止唱诵了哈。如果有因为过往的恶习然后都催促我们犯了这罪哈罪行啊，那么我们可以去向圣明祈祷哈，就说呢请给我力量哈，去呢就克服哈这种呢，就说这种恶习啊这种罪行。
And the eighth offense.
第八项冒犯。
当作伟达经业宝之部所推崇的带来吉祥的祭祀仪式及获利性活动。
Thinking the holy name to be the pious pious activities. To bring the auspiciousness.
Great kings in the past, they used to create auspiciousness all over the world By performing fire judges.
那么我们过往的吼圣王们的话呢，都通过吼举行的压甲吼祭祀的话呢，来带来吉祥。
Or giving millions of cows in charity to Brahmins.
或是呢吼给呢吼这些婆罗门呢布施啊牛施啊吼等等的这种积累。
But the power of the holy name is much, much millions of times more powerful.
但是呢吼圣名的力量比这些祭祀吼还要呢更多力量。
And the ninth offense.
第九项冒犯。
Don't
use the mundane idea to explain the holy name.
Never heard of that one. To preach the glories of the Lord to the faithless.
向没有信心的人哈，去呢宣扬圣名的荣耀。
Does that mean that we shouldn't preach to non-devotees?
这是否意味着我们不向哈这个非奉献者传教呢
？Yesterday, many of you went to the beach for Hari Nam and distributing leaflets.
昨天哦，我们都去海滩上去唱歌哦，派发的传单。
And two very distinguished gentlemen came back and attended Gurudev's program because we did that.
然后也因为我们这个活动的话呢，有两个人来了哈，两个客人来参加这个活动。
So as you remember from your darshan yesterday, Gurudev said, "I bless you that you can get thousands of Chinese."devotees and bring them back to me next year.
我不知道你们记不记得哈，有的奉献者昨天请求 Gurudev 给祝福他们去传教哈。Gurudev 说，我祝福你们哈，来年带几千个中国人来。
So he wants us all to preach.
实际上呢，要我们去传教的哈。
And that's part of the duty of an initiated devotee.
这也是一个启迪的门徒哈，弟子的话呢哈，他的责任之一。
Thinking that my Gurudev came from Goloka Vrindavan down to this material world to.Collect flowers, that is buds and withered flowers, and make them blossom so that he can offer them to Radha and Krishna.
所以呢，要知道哈，我们的灵性导师 Gurudev 的话呢，哈，从 Goloka Vrindavan 下来哈，来收集啊这些花朵，有的花朵还是花骨朵哈，有的可能都枯掉了哈，他让这些花开放，然后呢，供奉给 Radha Krishna.
So if I help him in that mission, he will consider that as a great service.
所以呢，如果我们在这个使命里面哈，帮协助他的话呢，哈，他会呢，哈。认为呢哈，这是一个非常好的一个哈，就是说呢，服务。
But if somebody doesn't want to hear, and they're just saying bad things every time you speak to them, then we take that same energy and preach to many innocent people instead of wasting it on somebody who doesn't want to hear.
如果有个人哈不想听的话呢，或想哈一听然后呢就讲一些很糟糕的话哈，反击你的话呢，那你就不要呢浪费能量，同样的能量哈给那些呢更加哈就是说呢。
If, however, that person who does not want to hear happens to be a family member,
如果呢这个人恰好是你的家里人的话
or a work partner,
或是你同事
and I can't be free at this time,
当然了，我现在哈不能够免除这种关系
then I speak in very sweet words,
那你可以说一些甜蜜，
giving them prasadam,
给他们 prasadam,
if possible, playing the CDs of Gurudev's.Lectures with the Chinese and singing and the devotees singing bhajans.
可以呢哈，播放一些歌曲哈，一些呢哈，古队唱的也好哈，奉献者唱的，或是呢哈，一些讲经的袋子哈。
Showing the exemplary behavior of a sweet devotee.
然后呢，展示你作为呢哈一个甜美的奉献者的行为品质。
And then gradually they'll get sukritis from this and good sanskars.
那么呢，逐渐他们就得到了哈这个 sukriti 哈的好的良好的印记。
So that they'll either change in this life or they'll change in the next life.
所以他们呢，要么这辈子变哦，要么下辈子变。
And the tenth offense.
第十项冒犯。
仍然维系物质的衣服。
Even you know the glory of the holy man,
you maintain
the material conception of life.
That's a hard one, isn't it?
这是很难的。
But still we try.
但是我们尝试去做。
Man proposes and God disposes.
那么是我们哈，成事谋事在人哈，成事在天。
If we try and pray, then Gurudev will give us that power.
如果的话，我们呢是事，那么呢 ，Gurudev 会给力量给你做到。
Prema bhakti yahaiti avidya vinasajati. He gives prema, all the stages of bhakti up to prema, and he takes away all of our different varieties of ignorance and attachment.
所以的话是 Gurudev 哈给予呢我们力量哈，让我们发展哈，从呢这个哈修行的最初阶段，一直到 prema 最高的阶段。
So now one little short last thing because I know you have to leave soon.
那么啊，最后一样东西了，我知道大家可能要走了。
is Ekadasi.
Ekadasi,
as I mentioned, it happens twice a month. And on those days, we don't take grains and beans. No rice. And if you can be more strict, no tomatoes, no loki, and there's a little bit of a list. No green salads, no certain spices. No green, like salad type of things, like lettuce.
Spinach.
There's a list in the Vaishnava calendar. Do you have the Vaishnava calendar in Chinese?
Yes, yes,
yes. Good.
Honey, also.
Honey,
honey.
And also salt and any spice that you do use should be from a clean package that you haven't used on the non-Ekadasi days. Maharaj Ambarish was even ready to risk going to hell so that he could follow Ekadasi.
所以呢我们经典里面讲到了安伯利舍大君就是说呢他呢甚至准备要下地狱啊来遵守这个阿卡达西
Because he knew that if I'm in hell but bhakti is with me then it's better than being in heaven.
所以的话呢他知道了如果呢我在地狱里面奉爱也跟我在一起的话呢那么这种状态呢甚至比天堂还好
And if bhakti goes away because I'm not following Ekadasi then I might as well be in hell even if I'm in heaven.
所以的话呢如果呢我们因为呢不遵守阿卡达西等等呢
Srila Gurudev said that Ekadasi is even more important than Janmashtami. Krishna was once traveling through the hellish planets. And he saw the people boiling in oil and becoming worms and eating other worms and having other worms eat them.
那么呢有时候看到这些人被油锅里面炸或是看到被虫子活生生的吃掉的
being thrown off a mountain and breaking into millions of pieces and then being put together again and being brought up to the top of the mountain being thrown again up and down
有的人被那虫扔下来变成碎片又被凑好又放到山上去又摔下来
You can read about the various hellish planets in the third and fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
第三和第五篇，这个佛教瓦堂呢讲到了部分内容。
So he was seeing all these weeping, wailing people.
所以他看到了这些不断的嚎叫的这些人呢。
And he was thinking, they're so bad off and they can't do anything. What can I give them to deliver them from their sins?
说呢如果呢他这么糟糕好像帮不上忙能够做一些什么事情能够给他们帮忙。
I know, I'll become a day.
他说呢我想成为一个日子。
And if they just observe the easy rules of that day, then they could be completely delivered and go back to home, back to God, and play with me as a friend.
那么他们如果能够真正的遵守这个日子的话呢，就能够亲密的回到我的地方，与我一起玩耍。
Okay, so these are some of the items and significance of taking initiation.
所以呢我刚才讲的一点点的话是关于启迪注意事项
And gradually of course you'll hear more and more
当然逐渐你们会听到更多一些细节的东西
Are there any questions or comments?
也没问题 You mentioned about the first stage of chanting the Gach mantras to know the relationship. Chant with the relationship with the deities, presiding deities. So how can we meditate on these things?
Gurudev gave some meditation to you at the time of taking the Diksha mantras.
Gurudev 在呢，你们接受 Diksha mantra 的时候已经给了冥想内容给你。
Didn't he? I don't want to get into details now because there are many devotees who have not received Diksha mantras.
因为呢，我不想进入深入去讲，因为呢，在场的有的哦没有接受第二次启迪。但是Buddha在二十几集的时候跟你们讲了一些关于冥想的内容。
But in smaller circles, say when the different teachers, I don't even like to say preachers, but teachers come to your country or come to your country, you can gather with just those who have taken the Gayatri Mantra and they can explain a little bit further.
那么如果呢有传教者或是有些老师到你们呢当地传教的时候呢你们可以呢二十几级的人呢可以呢召集在一起问一些呢里面的东西。
They can't explain everything because certain things are only allowed to be explained by Guru.
当然了他们也不能够把样样东西都给你讲因为呢有的东西只能是 Guru 讲的。
I remember that after I got my Gayatri Mantra explained by Gurudev, and I would ask him on different days, different questions, and he would tell me many things.
那么当然我在接受了第二次这个Gayatri Mantra 的启迪之后呢有不同的时间的话呢我问过他不同的问题。
Then I used to give many classes around the world.Telling all those details to the devotees.
然后呢，我在讲课的时候呢，我在全世界讲课的时候呢，我又把这个细节呢，告诉了很多奉献者。
And then, but I was wondering that every time I gave a class, which was supposed to inspire me also more and more in my chanting, because I'd be hearing the meanings again and again.
那么我想着如果讲课的时候呢，我也再次听这内容应该呢是更加来激发我的这个修行念诵等等的。
I couldn't understand that every time I gave a class, my chanting got worse.
但是呢，每次呢，我讲完这种课的话呢，我唱诵更糟糕了质量下降了。
Until finally it became nothing.
最后呢，变得呢一无所有。
I mean, I go through the motions, but like completely, absolutely nothing.
Go through the emotions.
You know, I'm a little
bit. 那么我讲了这东西最后的话呢，就是呢一无所有。
So then I asked Gurudev about that.
那么我就问了关于这点，我问了 Gurudev 这个问题。
And he said you weren't authorized to tell all those details that only the Guru is authorized to tell.
他说你没有被授权讲这东西，只
有 Guru 才有。So therefore you lost everything.
所以呢，因此你失去了所有东西。
So I heard the mantras again from him. I'm trying to start over.
所以呢，我再次从他那里聆听这个曼陀罗我想重新开始。
So we have to be careful what we tell others.
所以呢，我要小心你跟别人说的东西要非常小心。
Similarly, I used to tell every single detail.Of you know the Seva Kunj painting? I used to tell every single detail that Gurudev told me in order to get me to put in all the details.
那么之前我解释呢 Seva Kunj 这个画大家可能不一都看过那个画就是 Krishna 跟 Radha Rani 坐在一起那个画那么呢当时呢 Gurudev 指导他画这个画的时候很多细节东西给他了那么他之前呢也像很多人在说
And after a few years, well actually it was about after 10 years, when Gurudev found out I was doing that, he severely chastised me.
那么十年之后了 Gurudev 呢发现我正在跟别人讲这东西他很严厉的就是说斥责我。
So you can ask the teachers when they come in a smaller circle to tell you something about the Mm-hmm.
所以呢，有老师来的时候呢，你可以在那小范围内去问一些问题。
Any other questions or comments?
应该别。He said, why said the Ekadasi is more important than Janmashtami? He said, somebody said the Radhashtami, all these festivals, is like 1,000 times of Ekadasi.
I can't reply that. I only know that I heard Gurudev say that in person.
那么我不能够说这个呢你说的那个 Radhani 显现日那个事因为我没有听过那个。但是呢 Janmashtami, Gurudev 是提过的。就是说呢Ekadasi 比那个 Krishna 显现的 Janmashtami 还要重要
As Radharani manifested from Krishna's left side so Ekadasi also manifested from Krishna's body
那么 Radharani 像呢从呢 Krishna 的左边就是说呢扩展出来的 Ekadasi 也是从 Krishna 身上扩展出来的
In one class Gurudev said don't think this is a day today. Don't think today is a day.
不要呢以为呢就Guru Day有次讲到了不要以为呢今天是一个日子而已。
It's not a day, it's Krishna.
不是 Krishna, 不是一个日子而是 Krishna 本人。
So, I think if you ask Guru Day also or ask these other persons who told you that where they heard it or maybe Guru Day says different things at different times, but this is, I directly heard it and we have it on tape and we sent it out on the Hare Krishna mailing list.
有可能你说的那个比如说拉多尼的显现日等于一千个阿克达西那些呢是另外一个人在另外一个场合听到的但是关于呢阿克达西比 Krishna 的显现日更为重要的话呢这个呢是呢 Guru Day 就亲自说的而且他们是录音而且是呢就是说呢转录成文章都派发出去的
But it isn't that Janmashtami and Radhashtami are not unlimitedly important
It's also
unlimited It is, it's not
It is那么呢我们也说到就是 Janmashtami 的话呢 Krishna 显现日和 Radhashtami 和 Radhavani 显现日的话呢也是非常的重要的无限的重要、
What did you hear Vaishnava Maharaj
他说你从谁那里听来的
About his
Radhashtami is 1000 is like equal to 1000 Ekadasi 他说他没 有说过这个话
Do you remember where you heard that
你从谁那里听来的
好了
啊、He said it's heard in Nanning, Radhashtami, the festival. He said 可能我翻错了，我翻译有问题。
就去年夏马通知我们，就有一天是全界的那天就人间。
说两年一次，那是怎么回事？阿格达西？那不是阿格达西，那是普鲁苏塔的月吧？
哦，月吧。
哦，嗯。It's mentioned about the Purushottam month. Like every
3 years
is one month.
Yeah. What he did say was that Kartik is more important than the Purushottam month.
Kartik is more important.那么卡提月达摩达尔月的话呢比那个 Purushottam 这个月还要重要就三年一次那个月份
Because Purushottama Mass It's so important because it's non-different from Krishna Purushottama
那么这个 Purushottam 月就被称为的跟 Krishna 是就是说是非常重要的因为跟 Krishna 没有分别的
There's three Purushottamas
有三个 Purushottam
Lila Purushottama, Maryada Purushottama and Forget the other one.
Prem.
Prem Purushottama. Thank you.
三个Purushottama.
You said it?
Lila Purushottama. And
Prem
Purushottama.
And Maryada Purushottama.
Maryada Purushottama.
Krishna is Lila Purushottama. Lord Ram, whose appearance day is today, is Maryada Purushottama. And is Jagannath?
Mahaprabhu
is Prem Purushottama.
所以的话呢有三个 Purushottama 就是第一个呢是 Lila Purushottama 是 Krishna 那么呢 Rama 也就今天是他显现日的主 Rama 是呢
So Purushottama Mass is particularly practiced in Jagannath Puri and it's particularly in relation to Lord Jagannath
那么 Purushottama 月这个月份的话呢特别呢是在 Jagannath Puri 来遵守的尤其是呢跟主加干的关系的
Kartik is in particularly in relation to Radharani
那么 Kartik 的话呢跟 Radharani 尤其有关系
Because as Gaudiya Vaishnavas we consider Radharani as superior and more important to us than Krishna
因为作为 Gaudiya Vaishnava 我们把 Radharani 视为呢比 Krishna 还要尊贵
Therefore although Purushottama Mass is so importantKartik is more important and superior.
所以的话，尽管的话，不是收藏业的话呢，也非常之重要的但是呢，我们认为Kartik更为重要。
Is that okay?
那是大爱的，是吧？那不是不收感觉。
Actually, I also gave a class on all the details of Bhakadasi that I could remember from Gurudev. So you can get that CD also from Vasanti and then break it up into Chinese.
那么还有一个碟子哈，也是呢，可以呢从他的，就把山体弟弟那里拿到的哈，就说呢，也是关于讲阿卡达西哈等等这些神圣的日子，就讲经。
But of course, the other teachers can also give so many details.
当然，其他的哈讲经者。
So anybody who wants those CDs from Vasanti, you can come to my room and get it.
所以呢，如果任何人想要 CD 的呢，可以到Vasanti啊，就是说到小妈妈弟弟住的房间呢，可以去拿的。
Or you could also hear all those things from the other teachers.
或从其他讲经者那里去听哦，相关内容。
I would go into all of it, but now I think you have to go and I don't want you to miss your train. Okay, so we'll end here.
We want to tell the Archman's details about Archman.
Do you have Archana Pariti?
你们有那十二道曼陀罗吗？点在那个身上不同部位的那个？有吧，应该有那个图吧，图示吧。对。对。
应该有，应该。
Where can I get? You have a book about it? Oh, just now coming.
有，这不会，对吧？行，你说，还是我一边。
哦，我们是。那么呢，有一本书已经出来了，这样的规范原则那个黄皮的，有三个神像在里面的，你们拿一本回去嘛，那个里面所有的规矩对。
就是这个，主要是什么呢？没有时间沐浴这个情况下，如何做处理？
Don't have time for bath and what to do.
But then perform Archman and say that mantra.
And do Archman.
And that the mantra also, Om Pavitra Pavitra Va, and the sip the water. And the mantra means whether one is clean or unclean, inside or outside, pure or impure, if he remembers the lotus eyed Lord Krishna.
有一个曼陀罗的专门是呢净化的，就是说刚才讲到的，无论一个人是干净还是不干净哈，是纯洁的还是不纯洁的，不洁的哈，那么他呢，只要记得哈莲花眼的 Krishna 的话呢哈，都得呢哈，就是净化。
我们那次教我们的这本都是清洁的所有的水。
Some said that this the left, the right ear is the older.All the water there, and then doing this.
I don't know. You mean Om Keshavaya Namah?
那么据说呢哈，这个耳垂幼儿的耳垂的话呢是呢哈，男孩子的婆罗门圣线如果上厕所都要刮这个位置嘛，那么这是所有圣河的位置哦。如果呢没有，比如说旅途之中啊没有东西要做这个 archman 的话呢，可以呢哈手持这个部位的话，我常用这曼陀罗，这是一种方式。Today is the business day of the Royal Ram, so I want to know what's the relationship between Ram and Krishna, and then what's the difference of them?
That's a very good question for today.
那么今天这个问这个问题很
好。It's stated in the. When do they have to leave? Well, I'll just answer this one question quickly. It states in the Brahma Samhita, Brahmadi Murti Sukalani Amenatistan, Nana avatara makaro bhuvaneshu kintu Krishna swayam bhava. What is it? Yes? Mara? Anyway, it says in the Brahma Samhita that Krishna is like the full moon and Rama and Sringa Varaha are like the kalas or the different aspects of the moon, like the half moon.
那这个世界哈，在 Brahma Samhita 里面讲到了 Krishna 呢，就像满月哈，就月圆的时候，而其他化身像主 Rama、女性好的话呢，就像初一啊、初二啊那些的月相，其他不是满月的时候的月相一样。
So Rama is not different from Krishna by tattva, by established truth. He's also God.
那么从呢 tattva 这个角度来说呢，从呢就是确立的真理来说的话呢 ，Rama 跟 Krishna 没有分别。
But by rasagata vichar, by the consideration of rasa or transcendental mellow loving relationships, Krishna is superior.
但是呢，从 rasa 的角度哈，就从超然的这种甜美的这个关系来看。而逍遥时光来看的话呢 ，Krishna 跟 Ram 是有区别。
Ram is Krishna。
Ram 就是 Krishna 哈。
In his feature of maryada, or observance of etiquette。
哦，那以呢哈遵守规矩哈这一方面来说的话呢，他是理想的榜样，他是主 Krishna 这一方面的展示。
As the king, Ram was always conscious of the Vedic etiquette。
作为一个国王哈，他总是呢非常的哈，就是说呢明了哈这些呢伟大的这些呢哈规矩。
And that's why he pretended to abandon Sita.
这就是为什么他后来呢，就是说呢，假装呢，就是说呢，放弃西卡。
Whereas Krishna danced with millions of other men's wives.
而呢 ，Krishna 却跟呢不同的牧牛女的话呢。
He didn't care about maryada.
跳舞哈，他不在乎规矩礼节。
So Krishna is Lila Purushottama, full of pastimes, and Ram is Maryada Purushottama. Krishna, when he comes.To show the example of perfect etiquette.
所以的话呢，主 Krishna 哈是被称为呢 Lila Purushottama 哈，就是逍遥时光的这个哈化身的。那么呢，主 Ram 呢被称为呢哈 Mayadava Purushottama， 就是说呢，他是以呢理想的榜样哈，理想的行为规矩啊作为榜样来呢哈展示他的。
Gurudev said once in a lecture that we're taught to be one-pointed to Krishna, so why are we worshipping Ram?
那么 Gurudev 有次讲到了哈，我们说了哈要专心致志的崇拜 Krishna， 为什么也要呢崇拜 Ram 呢
？The reason is that Ram Lila is one of the pastimes of Krishna。
其中一个原因呢，就是呢哈 ，Ram 的逍遥时光呢也是 Krishna 逍遥时光的一部分。
And Sita is no other than manifestation of Radharani。
那么 Sita 也是哈 Radharani 的一个展示之一。
For teaching us certain things。
啊，教我们其中一些内容。
Is that cleared up a bit？
明白一点点吗？
So somehow or other, even if you're leaving, if you can somehow or other remember and share with each other the pastimes of Ram.
所以的话呢，尽管你们今天有的人要离开哈，可以在那旅途中哈，互相分享一下你们所知道的主 Rama 的逍遥时光。
As you heard from Gurudev last night, and then he said more this morning.
因为昨天晚上的话呢，哈 ，Gurudev 讲了一些很多哈这方面的东西，主 Rama 的逍遥时光。
I think you all heard this
morning. No.
Okay.
Why are you holding this stick? Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows?
这是气绝的啊，气绝棍啊，气绝的这个象征。因为呢，男性哦接受这个启迪的时候的话呢，都有发誓哦要成为 Brahmacharya。
Go Premanandi, Hari Namo.
All glories to the Chaitanya Yatra, all glories to the assembled devotees.
荣耀归主，
哦，
所有的中国
共产党。
来，
谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢，谢